Hello?
Hello, Antal, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Sorry,
okay. I can hear you saying, hello, can you hear me? And I'm like, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Yeah, so I think I took
You should have gotten two text messages.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Okay, so the second text that I sent you, that has a number to our customer service department. Remember, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. So, Antal, please save our 877 number in your contacts. Under local splash. I want you to save that number so you never lose it. Okay?
Okay.
We are always here for you Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're on the same time zone. We're actually in Southern California. Okay? So we're always here for you Monday through Friday. Now, Antal, your last name, is it Katona? I don't want to assume. Okay.
Yes, it is.
And the phone number that should be listed for the business, and this is the best number for us to reach you at, is that the 206-941-8239?
Yes.
Okay. And the company name, should it read as More Care? Do you want the LLC included or without?
The More Care. That way people know that we're a corporation.
Okay, so we'll leave it as More Care LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google's going to verify you. Typically, you're verified at your home address because you don't have a storefront. I see that there's an address, 4461 South 172nd Street.
That's correct.
Where you want to be verified at? In CTEC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
98188.
Correct.
And I'm assuming this is your home address? Or
yes.
Your sister's? Okay. We're going to hide the address.
It's the same, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hide the address, okay, just an FYI. It'll be hidden.
Okay. Yep,
okay. Now, do you also want me to notate your sister on the account in case if she were to call in, let's say you needed to make a change, but you couldn't call and she called in, would you want her to be authorized? What's her first
Absolutely.
Name?
Monica with a K.
Monica with a K, beautiful name. And the last name the same or different?
No, it's same as me.
Okay, and I'm going to put owner partner on here that she's authorized to make changes. Okay, beautiful. All right. Now for the billing, Antal, so the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
It's in my name and the business name.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Antal Katona or is there
Correct.
Like a middle initial?
Nope.
And the business name, does it have just More Care LLC?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
It's the same billing address as my sister's, yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Okay, that would be 4312.
Uh-huh.
3170.
0555 Uh-huh.
5928.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4312-3170-0555-5928, correct?
Correct.
Expiration month and year?
1228.
And the CVV code on the back?
That would be 990.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we send to you in writing with your invoice.
Yep.
When I'm walking you through it, if there is something you do not understand, I want you to stop me so that I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure, Antal, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I also want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Let's do the mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
That would be Eva, E-V-A. Last name is R-I-M-T-O-C-Z-I.
R-I-M-T-O-Z-I.
It's Robert, Ivory.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Kilo.
Uh-huh.
Oliver.
Uh-huh.
Cat.
Uh-huh.
Zebra.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivory.
Okay, perfect. So you don't need to say her first name. You're just going to say the last name. Rinkozy?
Okay.
Something like that?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to, so what I'm going to tell you is this. Always get into the habit that when we're calling you, always ask, what's my security question? Okay.
Okay.
This is going to protect your account with us here. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
More Care LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Antal Katuna, Project Manager, Estimator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you also authorize your sister, Monica Katona, who is the owner, to also make changes to the account in the event you cannot call in to make a change, right?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Antal, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And we know sometimes we might call you with an update and you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Also, please be aware that you might get calls from other companies that are trying to offer you another type of online service. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $2.99 a month. And even if you're not sure if it's us calling or not, Antal, always get into the habit of asking, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, that's how you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Yes, but Angie's List is not included in that
correct
disclosure, right?
Let me go back and explain on that one, okay, because I usually do. So
okay.
What we're saying here is we're not saying you can't do online marketing. Like, we're already aware that you're working with Angie's. They don't interfere with what we're doing, okay, because it's complete opposite. What we're saying, like, let's say you're going to do other marketing now, okay? Just give us a call to let us know so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So, like,
okay,
if you said, hey, I'm going to be doing, I'm paying someone to do Facebook ads, we would tell you, Antal, don't do it because Facebook ads is already included in our package. So not only, Antal, would you be spending more money, but it would also hurt what we're doing because it'll interfere
okay
with it. Okay, so that's all we're saying. Just give us a heads up. Okay? Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 18th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your payment will automatically be charged your second payment on July 18th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means, Antal, is that once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I told you to save that was sent in a text, 877-635-6225. Please make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due if you choose to pause or cancel the account. Okay, that's all we ask. Call us 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is updating the package. I'll be processing the payment, and in a few minutes, we're going to go over your receipt. We send it both to your email, and we'll send it to you in a text message as well. I probably only need about 6 more minutes, and then we'll be all done. I do want to schedule, the next step is scheduling your client interview. The client interview is where the magic is going to happen. We're going to block an hour, and it takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer depending on how many questions or details you have, but I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? How does your schedule look for today, Antal?
Today is kind of busy, but
kind of crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Tomorrow 3 p.m. would work.
Tomorrow at 3? Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me do this. I'm going to actually jump a step ahead here. I'm scheduling your appointment tomorrow. We're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Again, this is why I always ask you to save our number in your contacts. So we're going to call you tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock. Okay? We're going to call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls with in that hour. Now, let's say for some reason we called you and you're in the middle of a job, right? You can't pick up the call or you can't take the call. Just at least answer the phone and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 minutes? We will call you right back. Or call me back in 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. Okay. But I'm going to also send you a reminder an hour before your interview so that you know it's coming up in the next hour in case if it slips your mind. Okay.
Sounds good. Yep.
So let me do this, and then let me see here. Okay. Now, under your services, both residential and commercial work?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you can put that on the shirt.
Okay. And then, unless if you have a preference, totally up to you.
No, that's fine. I mean, I will pick and choose if it's commercial.
Yeah, you could be super selective. Okay.
Yep.
And then what are the main services that you want to be listed for? It's just so that way my technicians know where to start from. What would you like me to list?
We'll do decks, fences,
additions. Additions?
Yep, kitchen and bathroom remodels.
Kitchen, bath, okay, remodels.
Custom build.
Custom builds? Wow. Yep. I know Lulu mentioned, I think you got a couple crews now, right?
Yeah, we're adding a couple of crews. We have
wow.
3. Yep.
That is awesome.
And then the last thing is designing.
Designing. Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, let me see here. And I know I have your website link. When is the website going to be completed?
I am going to
pretty soon.
Somebody on there tomorrow and
oh, good.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah. I should have it done by this weekend.
Oh, perfect. Now, the Facebook page, okay? We're going to create the Facebook page through your personal page. Nobody, Antal, is going to see your personal page, okay? It's created that way so that way you have access to it and the ownership of that page for the business, okay? So how do I find you on Facebook? Are you just under your first and last name?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to see if I can find you. And then now the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. Okay. Do you want to just choose specific areas or how do you want me to notate it?
Like I said, I would like to stay south of Seattle. So, and down maybe to Tacoma and then as far as maybe, Black Diamond.
Okay. So let me put south of Seattle. You said Tacoma as well?
Yeah, as far as Tacoma, yep.
Okay, and then what was the other?
Do you want me to mention areas?
It's totally up to you. However you want me to notate it, because like let's say, for example, you told me do 40 miles.
Yeah, let's go to by city. Let's go to West Seattle.
West Seattle, Uh-huh.
Yep. Let's go to Burien.
Okay.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Federal Way.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Federal Way.
Federal Way. Okay.
Yep. And then Tacoma.
Tacoma.
And then we'll do, let's do Auburn and Kent.
Auburn and Kent. Okay. Those must be the higher end areas, huh?
not
where people aren't afraid to pay what you're worth.
No, you know, I don't look at people that way.
No.
You know, somebody doesn't have the greatest budget, but they need something done. We're more than happy to take care of it. I mean, we'll start somewhere.
And you know what? I will tell you something, and those are the people that will continue to use you and refer you to their friends and family, right? Which is going to help your business grow, too. The website link, is it the www.nwkitchensandbaths.com? Is that the URL for the website?
No, I think that's something that's been lingering around for a little bit.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so let's not touch that one at all.
Okay, just want to make sure. Do you have the URL yet, or are you good? Have you even purchased that?
What, the more care?
Yeah, have you already purchased a domain for the website?
We did. My sister.
Oh, okay. Oh, good, good. Okay. So once your website's completed, we just need the link so that way we make sure that we attach it to the right one. Okay?
Yeah.
To your profile.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Good to know.
Is there a way to post the QR code on Google?
I'm not sure. I'll ask the technician. There might be, because I know a lot of people are using the QR codes now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it makes it simple. Yeah.
It makes it so much more easier, right?
Yep, my customers love it.
Yeah, that would be a question for our technician. I'll put it in the notes so that way they can discuss that with you.
Okay, sounds
good. And then when we communicate with you, Antal, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Text message is preferred because then I can respond to it and I don't have to do it in the middle of a client estimate or something.
Yeah.
But phone calls are okay as well.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, either one of those will work.
Okay, either one. Awesome. Okay. And, Paul, do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
I don't.
On Facebook? Would you have yourself in Washington? I think I found one. It says in Seattle, Washington. Let me see if this one is you.
Possible.
My Facebook has taken a while to link up.
Oh, it's Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I think it's just...
Are you from Budapest?
Yes.
Okay, and you're married, right? I don't want to mess up your wife's name.
Yes. Yeah, it's Coleman.
Yes.
Unique.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I found you. Yay. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. I think your background photo is like of a beach, real pretty beach in the evening or like kind of dusk, you know, when the sun's coming down.
Yeah. I think that was in California. Yep.
Oh, really? Oh, so you visited out here where we're at then.
Santa Monica. Yep.
Santa Monica's so pretty. Yeah.
Yep,
very pretty. Okay. Beautiful. Found your Facebook. Okay. Let's see here. Do you want the tracking number or do you want to keep it as your phone number listed there?
Let's do the phone number here.
Okay. If at any time you decide you want the tracking number later, just let us know. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation that you want to be listed for? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
9 to 5, perfect hours. Okay. And then Saturday, Sunday closed? Or we can leave it without putting Saturday and Sunday, just because if you schedule an appointment for that day, that's totally your preference. And what are the And what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards,
yeah,
Cash App?
No credit card. We do Zelle, Venmo. Actually, let's not even put Venmo in there because they charge you for their services. So Zelle, let's do a card or checks. Yeah.
Okay. So you do card?
Debit cards would be okay, but credit cards, I'm not set up for credit cards.
Okay.
Because they also charge fees and stuff.
I know. Yeah, tell me about it. When I used to have my catering business years ago, yeah. So I would tell them, you have the option to either pay check or pay by cash, Zelle, or if you pay by credit card, I have to add the processing fee. So typically they would prefer cash.
Exactly.
Do you do check or no?
Yeah, checks are fine.
Okay, so I'll put cash, check, Zelle, or debit.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the last things. I need you to find in your messages or in your emails, okay, there's one that says action photos needed and the initial invoice. So whichever one you find first.
Okay, let's see. Let's start one.
It'll say something about getting your business Google verified.
Okay, go to my emails.
You probably got quite a few.
I did.
So if you want to read them off, I'll tell you which one it is.
To get your Google business profile will verify Google needs below.
The following photos. Uh-huh, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah, tools and equipment, work vehicles, business licenses.
Yeah. Remember I told you, whatever you do have pictures of, send us the pictures. There's a link that we put there. It's easiest for you to just upload them there, or you can just send them to the email, okay?
Okay.
This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? Now, the other one will say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, hello, Antal, thank you for choosing Local Splash, a copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Let's see. We are passionate about working business. Of course, somebody's trying to call me right now.
Did you need to get the call? Go ahead. I'll wait.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Get the call. I don't want you to lose business.
Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, no need to apologize. If a call's coming in, I don't want you to, you're running a business too, so I don't mind holding, okay? So the one that we're looking for is the one that says initial invoice.
Initial invoice. Okay, let's see.
It would have either came before or after the welcome one.
Invitation, local splash.
It'll be before that.
Okay.
Do you want me to send it to you again so this way you see it right away? Because it's probably buried.
Yeah, let's do that. Yes, because I have like six of them.
I'll make it easier for you.
All right, thank you.
If not, you'll still be digging through. Yeah, it happens only because we're like sending you so many out to kind of keep you updated with everything that we're going to be doing, and then it ends up getting buried with everything, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, where'd it go? Okay, so I just sent it. Give it a couple minutes, okay? Yeah. Now, just to kind of go over the timeline with you, Antal, okay? So starting from tomorrow, we're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock, and we'll call you from an 877 number. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling to introduce you to your technician, okay? Now, we'll send you a reminder an hour before, just in case if it slips your mind. But remember, if for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the phone and say, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll call you back.
All right. We'll
okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, from the time that you complete your client interview, we're going to get moving. So.
Okay.
Within 5 to 7 days, business Facebook page will be created. You'll be listed in the directories, and you can start logging in to track your results with us, okay?
Excellent.
Within 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads will be live. They'll be visible.
Okay.
What we state in our terms and conditions, as far as getting you verified through Google, creating the profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it on the first page, the timeline that we will always give is 30 to 45 days, okay? We like to under-promise and over-deliver. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, but I'm going to still promise you 30 to 45, okay? We will also send you notifications as these steps are being processed, so you're aware of the work that we're doing too, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I got your
beautiful.
Yep.
Okay. So when you open it, it just goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. Please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
So I agree.
I agree to receive text messages to my phone. You're going to click on the box that says that you certify. It's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Okay.
And then at the bottom where it says to sign your name, Antal Katona, you just type it exactly as that. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that.
Kind of weird because so I'm open the text messaging site. And
uh-huh.
It's not. Wait 1 second, because I can't see the bottom of the message.
Oh, it's probably because sometimes, like when you do it by the phone, depending on your text, like font, it might cut it off where you can't see the button to confirm the signature, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so you might have to do it from your desktop. So you already know the steps that you have to do, so just make sure that you sign it tonight or whenever you're in front of a desktop. Okay.
Did you send this in the email as well? Or?
Yes, I did send it in the email too. Yeah, we send it to both. Okay.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, let's just do this one here. Access your dashboard. Oh, wait a second. Let's log in. I don't need to log in right now.
Are you on the initial invoice?
The last message you sent me on email.
Oh, what does it say? Read the email. Just make sure that you're on the right one. Is it your initial invoice?
Local Splash, profile, subscription. Mm-hmm. So that's not it.
Not that one. No. It'll say initial invoice on it. It'll say, hello, Antal. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Read through the emails that you have there, and I'll tell you which one it is.
Okay. So that was the other one there. Okay, so my intention invite, that's not it.
Not that one. What's the one before that?
Client dashboard.
Not that one.
Welcome to Local Splash. Okay, that's the one, right?
Yes, it should say a copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Where are session at business first page major.
What's first the one page before that?
We create, okay. Local Splash. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
That one. That
yeah, okay.
So click on where it says, please click here.
Okay.
And then it should take you to that same page that you click on the little boxes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not on the computer, so because I don't have access to my computer right now. But so, yeah, so basically that's what I need to do when I come back home.
Yes, that's totally fine. Yeah, just even if you do it tonight, that's totally fine. If you don't do it by tomorrow, like for your client interview, they'll walk you through it, okay?
Yeah, we'll be done today.
Yes, and then listen, on that text message that I sent you, Antal, the one with the customer service phone number, pull that up.
Yep, I did.
Okay. We already sent you your username and password. Do you see it there?
Okay. Let's see. Just click.
It should say on that text message, it should say that because your username is always going to be your phone number. Okay. Your password is cool, COOL mobile, all one word, lowercase. Okay. We sent it to you, your credentials already. It's on that message that I sent you with the customer service phone number.
Okay, so it's cool mobile.
Yes. You could always change it to a password of your choice. We just generate the password for you. Okay?
Okay.
So just make sure tonight, when you get back home, just sign the terms and conditions. And when it takes you to the page that's asking you to put your username and password, you know you've already accepted it. Okay.
Okay.
So that's where you would go in and track your results with us. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you, Antal, to our Local Splash family. I am so excited for you, super excited. And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. So we will talk to you tomorrow. If you have any additional questions, I'm here until 4. Feel free and call me, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you much.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.